just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. It's so good to be with you again. I'm reading from Psalms 31. You'll be interested in this passage because mostly we have heard a lot about my times are in thy hand, which is true for the believer in God's hands. But sometimes we forget what's around those verses. So I want to read it to you, Psalm 31, starting with verse 13. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. How good that verse is to read at this particular time in our lives. I have started to write some of our histories. A few weeks ago or months ago, I wrote about some of my memories of on a certain street in Ohio, in an Ohio town. And today I'm going to give a little bit of history about my husband, Dr. D.A. Waite. You know, we have the Bible for Today ministry here in Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. You can get in touch with us by writing 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Or you can write at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. And we'd like to hear from you. So I'm going to start, it's called A Bit of History by Yvonne S. Waite. That's who I am. I know you know that by now. Why the Bible for Today began over 47 years ago. I've been thinking that some of you people may not know about the Bible for Today. It all began almost 47 years ago when we lived in Newton, Massachusetts. My husband pastored two churches there. The first one was a prestigious New Evangelical Massachusetts church. It was a leading New Evangelical congregation in those days, that church was. It was called Emmanuel Baptist. I didn't put that in my writing here. I don't know why I forgot that. Anyway, that was before the super aggressive churches of our present day and age. So it was a fine-sized church, but not like the great big ones that they seem to be having today. The second church was a split off of that one. Remember I told you that we were there with two churches. It is almost about the smaller one, not the big one, Faith Baptist Church, that I want to write. It was from the lessons learned before and after Faith Baptist that Dr. Waite's biblical separatist and political conservative convictions were honed. It was there they were burned in the very fiber of his being. That is why nothing or no one can change them. God taught him lessons never to be forgotten or to be taken from him. You know, that's how it is with God. Our Heavenly Father teaches us many things when we're Christians that he wouldn't teach us otherwise if we did not know him as our Father and did not know Jesus as our Savior. And through the events in our lives, God teaches us many things. And through these circumstances and events in our lives, we as Christian women, and men too, but I'm talking to you women, we as Christian women gain convictions from the Word of God and from some personal battles that we have to fight as a Christian. And we get convictions. God teaches us these lessons, and they're never forgotten, and they can't be taken away because he gave them to us, and they're in the fiber of our lives, the warp and fiber of our lives, and these convictions make us who we are. Harold Ockingay, now I don't know if you know about him, but I'm going to tell you about him, and New Evangelical Thought is the name of this next section. It was in Newton, Massachusetts that Dr. D.A. Waite, my husband, bumped right up against New Evangelical Thought and Practice. Now, if you want this history, write me or else call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for this bit of history that Mrs. Waite used on her radio program. Okay, I'll start again. It was in Newton, Mass. That Dr. Waite bumped right up against New Evangelical thought and practice. Come to find out, we were living in the backyard of Boston's Park Street Church, where Dr. Harold Ockingay reigned from 1936 to 1969. Many of the sermons from Park Street pulpit are found in Ockingay's book. If I remember correctly, Dr. Ockingay was in Carl and Fairy McIntyre's wedding. He was an usher. Mr. Ockingay was at Mr. McIntyre's wedding. I listened to Dr. Ockingay on the radio when living in Newton. He was a fluent, influential speaker and very interesting, but he spread his new evangelical thought with every word. Now, there's some things you should remember about this part. This man's name is Harold Ockingay, and he is really the father of new evangelicalism, which we will learn later. And he's began the NAE, National Association of Evangelicals. And when we moved to Newton, Massachusetts, my husband was a chaplain. He got out of the Navy, and this was his first church. It was a prestigious church. It was big for those days. And he planted us right there in the midst of new evangelicalism. And I don't think he knew it, but we soon learned about it. And so then there's another person mentioned in this paragraph that I read was Dr. Carl McIntyre. Now, Dr. McIntyre, we live in Collingswood, New Jersey, and he had a great big church here in Collingswood, and that church is still there. But Dr. McIntyre has gone on home to be with the Lord. So this is very interesting. These two men, Harold Ockingay and Carl McIntyre, I'm mentioning, and they ended up very different, but they went to seminary together. And they were very good friends, so good friends that Ockingay was in McIntyre's funeral. And I think that McIntyre was in Ockingay's, but I can't remember that for sure. So Dr. Ockingay is discussed with bickering. This is what the next section is called. Harold Ockingay was the father of new evangelicalism, teaching his doctrine and ideas in every direction to whomever he could in his Jerusalem, in his Judea, and in his uttermost part of the world. If you remember, well, let me say something. We all have a Jerusalem. We all have a Judea that reaches out, and we all have some influence in the uttermost part of the world, probably, with some way, if it's only on the internet. So our influence as Christian women goes farther than just in our little kitchen. If you work outside the home, there it is. But the biggest influence a woman can have is in her home. And as her children grow and go to Jerusalem and Judea and the uttermost part of the world, the woman's influence goes with those children. So if you remember, getting back to the reading, Dr. Ockingay was the founder of Fuller Theological Seminary on the West Coast. He was the first and third president of Fuller Theological Seminary, ruling from Boston Park Street Church from 1947 to 1954 and 1960 to 1963. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Fuller Seminary. It was nothing like Dallas Theological Seminary when my husband went there. It's a very new evangelical seminary, and I would say it's way out. But what's interesting is that Charles E. Fuller used to have his Sunday program, the old-fashioned revival hour, which I listened to every week as a child. My father would have it on. In fact, it was while listening to the old-fashioned revival hour and washing dishes that the program was interrupted, and we heard about Pearl Harbor. So Mr. Fuller, I believe he was just a businessman to begin with, and he had this wonderful program with wonderful singing. But his son, his name isn't coming to me right now, the son's name, but his last name was Fuller. He went to seminary, and he taught at Fuller Theological Seminary. I'm a little ahead of the story. Dr. Charles E. Fuller founded this seminary in honor of his father, if I remember. Now, I didn't look all this up because I didn't know I was going to say this, but Dr. Charles Fuller founded his seminary in honor of his father, and then the young Fuller went there, and he taught there, and he was very new evangelical. The seminary was nothing like the radio program that Charles E. Fuller had. So Dr. Ockingay founded Fuller Theological Seminary, I think maybe with a couple other men, but I can't remember right now. Dr. Ottengay was its board chairman until 1981, the seminary's chairman, and had much to do with the publication of Christianity Today. In fact, he was chairman of the board for years until 1981, chairman with Dr. Carl F. H. Henry and Nelson Bell, Billy Graham's father-in-law. Now, this is sort of interesting. Christianity, I remember Christianity Today when it came out. It was a theological paper, sort of, sort of uppity kind of paper. It was a magazine. It was very interesting. But the more you read it, the more new evangelical people became that had Ottengay and Henry and Nelson Bell. And maybe they didn't become new evangelical, but they were that. They were. They weren't fundamentalists, and you have to remember that, and it's very interesting. Ottengay was a scholarly National Association of Evangelicals founder and first president, 1942 to 1944. And so the National NAE was a middle-of-the-road kind of organization. And in the recent years, it's one of its presidents or something, if I have this right, was discovered to be homosexual. Remember all that? And he's staying with his wife and being cured and all that. But that's that National Association of Evangelical group that many, many churches belong to. Ottengay was this, well, I already said that. I believe it was Ottengay's influence that pushed Billy Graham away from fundamentalism into new evangelical fold. Now, you may not realize that, but Billy Graham started out as a strong fundamentalist, and sort of the Lord and different people like John R. Rice and different people. And I think Bob Jones, one of those Bob Joneses, I think they were favored Billy Graham. But then he became influenced by Dr. Ottengay and his father-in-law, Nelson Bell, and Carl F. H. Henry and others like that. And Billy Graham found himself and permitted himself to become new evangelical. I had forgotten until now that Mr. Ottengay merged two seminaries, Gordon and Conwell, striving for a fuller seminary-type school on the East Coast. Now, when we were in Newton, we knew about Gordon College, Gordon Seminary. I think it was just a college then. And so then it got it combined with Conwell, and it became a fuller seminary type, although you didn't hear as much about it as you did about the one on the West Coast, which was called Fuller Seminary. Ottengay was its president, but the one I was talking about there was the Gordon Conwell Seminary from 1970 to 1979. I remember Dr. Ottengay was rather disgusted with fundamentalism and its bickering. He wanted a more scholarly approach to his religion. As it turned out, much of the controversy, I'm told, was over biblical inerrancy, creationism, evolution, the deity of Christ, the virgin birth, and Christ's resurrection, as well as his second coming. I'm going to review those next time so we get those straight in our head, what the difference between fundamentalism is and new evangelicalism in doctrine. I'm under God's care.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
William Penn said, "Right is right, even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong, even if everyone is for it." Think about that.